Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It girls, we the ish girls. I got Jenny and Lindsay in this bitch, girl. Make your move, your hips, we're sipping gin, girl. Make you bounce your tits like it's a jig, girl. Like boom, sip kombucha for your wound. Hanestine squad, link up, it's like boom. The girls be giving you vibes. Tune in, chill out, and feel good inside. Like it girls, hey.
Hey, hey girls. Welcome back to It Girls Podcast. This is Jenny.
This is Lindsay.
And we have a very special guest with us this week.
Say hello.
Hello, guys.
It's Podge.
That was magic. I'm sorry. That intro was magic.
Thank
was just
you.
Straight to it.
It's just, you know, it's
how long did it take you to get that tongue?
Very natural.
This is our third year in the podcast, and you know, it's only starting to become completely
both
fluid.
Of us came out of the womb. It goes, the ish goes.
Out the womb. Very strange birth, so.
I know.
It was complicated.
I was actually a cesarean.
Were you?
Yeah. So I came out perfect. Because like,
oh, no
if you
trauma.
Come out vaginally, it's, you know, when you see like a newborn baby, it's like yellow. That's discharge. Like that is fucking vagina discharge. But I came out cesarean. So it's like when your mom's stomach is cut open. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, the opposite. Very traumatic birth. Black eyes.
Oh.
Wow.
Just
what?
I was
black eyes. They had to turn me around.
Oh, in the womb. Mm. That is apparently horrific.
I was dropped off by a stork, so.
Oh.
Oh my God. Angel of Gabriel vibes.
No, I was actually born with the umbilical cord that strangled me.
Mm.
I was actually in, I was in an incubator for like
oh no.
6 hours or something.
Oh my God, you're so
that's
tall.
Why I was cesarean, because it was wrapping around my neck.
And that was like, it was so funny, because like my mom's very like she wouldn't take any shit. And
she wouldn't shit on the bed. That was one of my things as well.
No, I sort of meant like just a general in life, mom doesn't take shit from people.
Oh, she don't take shit. Oh, okay.
She don't take no shit.
But
so
the doctor was like, oh, he's fine. And mom was like, this is my fifth child. No, he's fucking not. He's in an incubator. He goes, no, that he's fine. And she was like, stop trying to tell me.
Mama knows.
Yeah. So
mama knows best. So Podge, we were on your podcast. Was it a month ago? 2 months ago?
A month. Oh, jeez.
I'd say 2 months.
I think it's so weird because like, to think about it, it was 6 months ago that we went into lockdown.
That's so fucking horrible.
Half a year ago.
I know, but in like positive world, we had a 6 month summer.
True.
Yeah.
We
like,
did.
I fucking loved that whole time. Chilling out at home, watching shit. I'll take that. Grand.
I liked the start. I didn't like the towards the last like 2 months. It was just really like draining being back in Clara.
I think by June, I was just like, okay, I'm ready to be just chilling out again.
Yeah.
I love that now. I'm like, guys, just be positive. I was fully crying on Instagram stories.
I see your Instagram story. Like, I've had a great summer.
She's like, I can't. I miss my mother.
I missed the pub. That's the one thing I could think about.
Yeah.
I really missed the
fucking
pub.
That's sad. Did you go on like a staycation or anything? Like the rest of Ireland?
I'm not really a travel wanderlust kind of girl.
No? Lindsay doesn't really vacation.
I don't. I'm very happy here.
Oh, like, there's nothing wrong with here. I'm just
I'm not really a travel kind of girl. Never got the travel bug.
Lindsay and her sister like cry when they go on holidays.
I have to go away to Belfast.
They miss Ireland so much.
I have to go away. When am I going? This Saturday. I'm fucking dreading it.
Where are you going?
Belfast for a night.
You're going 3 hours up the road.
I know. I'm like, why did I agree to this?
You organised it.
I know, but I didn't know the fucking, the drama it would cause in the WhatsApp group. I'm like,
how many are you going?
Two have dropped out already. I'm like, you bitch, I wanted to drop out.
Are you one of those people people who set plans with like the intention to drop out, but because they set the plans, it looks less suspicious.
I never do that, and I hate those.
I'm not a dropper outer. Apart from college, I never cancel plans. I hate that kind of shit.
I don't sometimes, but like again, like no more than the average person. I'd never. Mm. I usually commit. It's just there's times when you're at home and you're like, I just don't want to see any of you.
Yeah.
And that's
I keep it vague. That's my thing. Like I'll never commit to something that I think I will cancel on. If someone's like, do you want to come here? I'm like, maybe. Yeah. I will let you know on that day. Because sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I want to go on next Saturday. Yeah. It's fucking ages away. Like, I don't know what I'm going to be feeling then. I might want to drink. I might want to stay in. I might be knackered and want to go for a little nap.
and I'll do what I want. That's the main thing.
So exactly. It's a maybe for me.
Did you go on a staycation?
I did. I went to the west of Ireland.
I saw it actually on your Insta.
It wasn't great because there was we only had three days and we were in the car for loads, which was the original plan, but we thought the weather was meant to be nice. So okay. It was fine to drive if the weather's nice, but the weather was shit.
You were in Lahinch, weren't you?
Lahinch, Clifton and Doolin.
Oh, deadly. Lahinch is so fun, isn't it?
I love Lahinch.
I actually do love Lahinch. Sligo
is my favourite place in
really?
Ireland.
Really?
Like, hands down. I'm settling down with my wife if she's okay with it. Otherwise, I'll settle wherever she wants. But... if she's okay with it. But no, I love Sligo.
Absolutely, there's no questions if once she is fine with the plans.
Well, you're definitely likely, if it's okay with her, we'll see how she feels at the time.
So you are our second straight man on the podcast. Oh, the first being Jenny's boyfriend.
Yeah, oh. Who is forced to come on when people, guests cancel. We're like, Evan, do you know what would be very interesting? Another look into that mind of yours. Yeah.
Fuck off. Who else have you had on? Like
guests in general.
Yeah.
Well, you're probably,
we've had loads.
We've had, like, you know, people from, well, we've had Carla from The Unpopular Opinion on. We've had Adam O'Reilly on. We don't do many guests.
We don't. You're lucky. Oh, Claire Balding.
You're a chosen one. Oh my God, we have a gift for you.
Oh, we do.
We wanted to give it to you live on pod.
Oh, this is amazing.
Because, you know, just some...
it's a merch t-shirt.
It's our merch. We gave you a white t-shirt.
Okay,
how
so
are you feeling?
I was thinking, like, what size?
I've actually seen... it's extra large. That is cute. Great shout.
Good. Because I didn't want to, like, body shame, but, like, you're a tall man. But then I thought, like...
And you're also an oversized wearer,
yeah,
I feel.
Yeah, you're a baggy boy. But okay. I called you a boy. I hate boy as a word.
You called him a boy and you called him
so
baggy.
You called me a baggy boy.
I meant a baggy t-shirt
and you're
wearer.
A saggy sister.
I'm not actually. My tits have gotten more per. I've been doing a few.
Don't project your insecurities. I said nothing about your tits.
What else could be saggy
your
of me?
Entire fucking man. I'm joking.
Back to the merch.
Back to the merch. What do you think?
No, I love it because I love the merch. But then I think you mentioned that you got me merch when we were on Instagram.
Did I?
Yeah, yeah.
Given all my secrets.
I was like, oh my God, did they? But then I obviously was going to be like, so
yeah, wear that t-shirt.
But no, good shout. I much prefer baggy clothes. Like, I'm a big fan of wearing t-shirts over things now.
Oh,
so extra large.
Oh,
yes. Very, you're such a fucking hoe. I love. You remember that video when they're like the big, like, square
my shoulders aren't that big.
No, but like, they're wearing like so many layers of clothes and that thing.
Can you rest a little pump?
I don't think I've seen that video.
No, I think they're wearing like a frame.
Yeah, but it also looks like they're like,
yeah, there's like
very oversized. Yeah. But yeah, we were just talking because if ever I was to gift a girl an XL t-shirt, you know, like girls always want to be smaller in size and men always want to be bigger, I feel.
Yeah.
Apart from those weird men who like to wear really tight t-shirts.
I don't like those.
And weirdly, they're the men who are usually in the best shape because they're like, I want to show off every single muscle on my
body. I'm not mad about seeing your protruding tiny nipple. Like... rock hard from your Jack and Jones t-shirt.
What's your opinions on like 11 Degrees, those kind of clothing brands?
What's 11 Degrees?
Do you know those really tight ones and like the t-shirts kind of curve down the top?
Oh no.
Like a Hotman's ramp.
I don't need a male in a new silhouette.
Yeah, you know? I'm not looking for a tunicked male.
I mean,
they look like tunics. Like
fun game. Male fashion we've hated over the past few years. I hated when every bastard decided that they were Conor McGregor and started wearing 3-piece suits and a fucking monocle coming out of their thing. It was like, where are you going? Like you're wearing a tweed 3-piece suit.
I skipped that phase, thankfully. I had that phase, but that was before. That was when I was in secondary school. So
you wore suits in secondary school
for grads and stuff.
Oh, right.
I just waltzed to school every Thursday. You know, throw on a fucking suit.
Like, you know that type of guy that Lindsay's talking about. Have you seen those guys pop around Dublin where they're like, they look like they could be in the '20s. They're like Peaky Blinders. Almost,
yeah.
You know,
they're trying to be that kind of era.
Yeah, my most hated male fashion was like. The kind of Johnny Depp off duty look, like the All Saints jacket, the scarf, and the like black nail polish, and like the silver rings, like a fist of skull rings.
That's making a comeback to TikTok and e-boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a huge comeback.
Because you're like our TikTok kind of, you know, connoisseur, if you will.
Resident, yes.
Yeah, you know, we're not on TikTok. You're a big TikToker, I hear.
I have not an avid everyday making videos. And in the last couple of weeks, I've stopped like going on to it because I've had other things going on in my life.
Okay.
Being an adult, work.
We're not TikTok shaming you.
Yeah, I don't know why I gave you a look as if you were giving out to me. It's like, yeah, but I don't have time for
it. I'm just too old for it. I can't configure it. And my kids are on it, and I'm just like, I've heard enough from them. Yeah, you know.
But that looks making a comeback on TikTok.
Oh my god,
it's a very aggressive with like a fist full of jewels. You know,
in a fight. Well,
Johnny Depp apparently did not abuse Amber Heard.
Oh, that was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was over the past couple months. They went to court.
I'm not very conversed in celebrity.
Oh, I'm like an encyclopedia.
Lindsay is an
bullshit
encyclopedia.
Celebrity gossip.
Oh, it gets you nowhere. Let's top one off the top of your head right now.
With this Johnny Depp one, because it was great and no one was talking about it. It was like Amber Heard, Johnny Depp. He was suing the Sun for, they called him a woman beater. When I think they'd make it, him and Amber Heard have made an out of court deal, like for their divorce. And she was supposed to never speak about it again because she had said that he had beat her, like threw a phone at her and stuff like this. But she had been in a relationship with a woman prior and she had got done for domestic abuse. So it was apparently fabricated. And they clearly were in a weird toxic relationship. But
and
like,
that video, that picture came out of Johnny Depp where he was in a hospital stretcher with his finger severed off that she did or something.
What? Apparently she threw a bottle at him. Like, it was just insane, all this shit that was
my like intuition on that whole thing is that they were both in like a toxic ass mess for sure, situation. Yeah. Like, I don't think she was like, you know, Johnny was coming home being like, I'm making Pirates of the Caribbean 8 and she was like, you fucking, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that
it was a toxic crazy.
He clearly has a drinking problem. He's even alleged.
He's admitted it.
He's been open about it.
He looks dog rough as well.
He's like almost like possessed by Hunter S. Thompson, I feel like.
He wants to be a rock star, didn't he? If I'm not mistaken, he wants to be a rock star.
But he's still trying. Like, he does gigs and stuff.
He was the guitarist. He was the guitarist on the most recent Marilyn Manson tour, if you must know.
Oh, well, that was fun.
They're besties. I love them. One of my favorite pictures ever is of Marilyn Manson and Johnny Depp. They're like emerging from this bush and they both are holding bongs and they're looking like so sketchy. It was like a pap picture.
Johnny Depp said he'd only done drugs with Marilyn Manson like 3 times.
Yeah, it's like,
who are you? Lindsay Lohan on Oprah Winfrey?
Sorry,
like.
I was just going to say Lindsay Lohan. And then she does it
10 times.
But when was the first interview she did before? Because she was admitting to Oprah that she lied about 3 to 4 times. And then Oprah's like, so how many times did you do it? 8 to 10. No, you didn't.
Yeah. Who counts how many times you've done coke, first of all?
It's like, what's her name? Mel B.
Mel B from Spice Girls.
And she said she was on X Factor. She said she'd done one line before every judge.
Just panel. One.
Just the one.
Just one line. I limit myself to one
my
line.
My favourite thing about the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard thing was that apparently, and there was photographic evidence shown to the court, that she shat on his bed.
Yeah.
And he started calling her Amber Turd.
That's like a plot from South Park.
I just can't. Like, why did he even bother taking this to court for your dirty, literal laundry to be like aired?
Oh my God.
Sick. And no one was talking about it. I was like, do you not get the juice we're getting from this, from Daily Mail?
If it's there, I'd read it but I just find drama so frustrating. And like TikTok at the moment, there's huge Irish drama.
Oh my god, tell us about that.
I don't know. There's these, and this is what I mean. I don't know the ins and outs of it because, like, I see it, I'm like, oh my god.
It's okay.
God.
We're totally not a factual podcast.
We just love drama.
We love gossip.
I think it's just, no, there's just two girls arguing.
Of course.
One's on OnlyFans, I think, and then she's kind of being shamed.
Okay.
But I don't know the ins and outs of it, but like, there's just all these videos being made. And I'm kind of like, oh, fuck's sake. Like, why do people care too much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very easy to get sucked into, I feel, all that stuff. You know that way?
Oh, yeah.
Have you heard about all these, like, there's, like, online forums dedicated to, like, destroy, like, Irish influencers at the moment? And one influencer, Lisa's Lust List, is, like, bringing them to the police. And she's, like, trying to get their identity revealed.
Oh, I saw that. The court actually turned over I've seen that yesterday.
Their IP addresses and stuff.
Yeah, so Facebook have to give the data now because the court gave them like a warrant to get the data in order
She's being stalked by like some people. I can't remember the full fucking detail of it, but like I think she does get a hard time on those horrible groups.
Who is she?
Lisa's Lust List. I don't follow
it's a blog,
her.
I think,
she's
or
like
something.
A blogger. One of these like people that, you know, there's so many of them. It probably has.
It's always the ones you never hear about that are getting dogs abuse online. Well,
I think a lot of the time it's because they started off as like, you know, she probably was like someone that they all liked and they're like, she's actually good. She's not trying to sell us off a load of shite. And then they get to a certain level of fame and then they like resent them. They're like, she's sold out, you know, that way. Whereas like a lot of the bigger bloggers don't really get that as much, or they did years ago, you know, that way. A lot of the time it's like the new people who are getting so much hate are these people that
wild.
Like, that were like,
I don't read it. I cannot physically read anymore. Have you got any hate yet?
I've gotten like, see, I like to think the way I respond to hate is very like funny because I kind of welcome it to an extent. But I haven't got any like specific hate as of like, you know, giving out about my character. I don't, not that I've seen, but I've got a lot of like, just like on my physical appearance.
Oh my God.
Just like the size of your chin. Like, right.
Really?
And I've no response to it either. Yeah, yeah. But
the like, physical I find stuff is weird, yeah.
I find it funny. Like, I'm like, a lot of the comments can be like really creative.
I love that you see the creativity.
I done a TikTok with a guy, Ryan Carrick, just I took a comment that someone had said to me for his video. So the purpose of his video was giving out about me, but then at the end of the video I was standing in the room just
okay.
like
okay.
But then he was like, what else can I say? And I was like, oh, someone said I had a chin the size of the Wild Atlantic Way. And I just thought,
oh my God.
I thought it was so creative.
Where like, did you see that bit of hate?
TikTok, yeah.
Oh, TikTok, I'd say there's a lot of hate.
Like the girls I was talking about there, one of them who's on OnlyFans, like there's people who are like, the stuff that's being said to her is awful. And like there's kids who are like getting her OnlyFans stuff and making Instagram accounts and like putting it on there. Oh, like it's absolutely like, it's disgusting. Like the Gen Z are scary.
I know.
They
are
scary.
Like, but also like, because more older women would be the ones who hate on us a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Really? What's the worst hate that you know you've gotten?
Oh, well, I mean, we could literally be like, open the Rolodex. I mean, we don't, do you know what? We don't engage in it anymore. There was a time where we would see it a lot more. And like, I would think that like, I think we both probably thought to a while for a while, me probably longer than Lindsay. I was kind of like, if I can see it, like it's better to see it and like clap back and all that kind of stuff. But now it's just like, do you know what? Ignorance is fucking bliss. Like, yeah. I know that it exists somewhere on the internet. I don't care, nor do I want to see it.
Yeah.
But
I do still find it kind of funny. Like, it doesn't really.
It depends. Some of them can
get under.
Some
my,
of them
like
can
some
be
of them are. I don't know. It's just so ridiculous that someone's bothered doing that. You know.
Yeah.
I feel like they're giving out or like clapping back. Especially when it comes to like Gen Z, just like clapping back is the worst thing you
yeah.
can do.
Yeah. Sometimes you're in the mood though. Like sometimes I'd like, if I get an Instagram message, I'll just voice message them back. In my last bit of hate I got, this is what I did and I fucking love doing this. It's so fun. So this woman wrote to me. It was when we were out and drunk and like, they hate when I'm pissed online. You know, they're like, yeah, stay here, you're making a show of yourselves. And it was this woman and I scrolled up and she'd been saying all this nice stuff about me prior. And I went on to her, she was private, but I could see like three people that had followed her that I know. And so I just screenshot the message and just sent it to the three people. And I was like, here, do you know this one? And then I got like information about her because they, I think, feel because you, if you're putting yourself out there on the internet, they know a lot more about you. So then they're kind of hiding behind their private Instagram. But then I was able to, like, I fucking know where the bitch lives now. I know she's a granny and I know that she likes the pub and she was given out to me for being drunk. So it's like, try me, bitch, because I have, nearly 40,000 people who can give me information on you. And like, by the time you get that many followers from like, especially Irish people, like you'll have some mutuals. So it's like, I always kind of air it out, like, because they think they're doing it privately that you may not see. So I just like to send it on to someone who has a mutual friend because that's fucking mortifying.
Yeah.
But if you want to write something, then
have you had, like, I'm sure there's people who like get in touch with you with like opinions or something, but they're genuine conversations. And I'm sure like you have like a genuine.
I find them even worse. I'm like, oh, shut up, you fucking. Like,
yeah.
Why do you think that you.
It happened me a while ago. Like, someone was like. Calling up something that Lindsay and I had said like in a really pass remarking lol way on the podcast, like we do, like we're like, it's, you know, we're always talking tongue in cheek and ironically on this podcast pretty much, and you can tell very very easily when we're not. And she's like, did you actually mean this? And we ended up going back and forth in this fucking essays of conversations and I was just like, look girl, it's Sunday evening, I'm just trying to watch TV, like I'm really not about do what you want, unfollow, unsubscribe, whatever the hell you got done on, but I'm really not here to like fight my corner of the podcast. It's like, you can listen, make up your own mind with that. And she was then tried to spin this whole thing of like, well, you always say you want conversation. I'm like, yeah,
not
with my mates, yeah, with my friends, not on a Sunday evening.
Not
waiting
with
for my takeaway.
I'm halfway through an episode of Friday Night Lights. I don't want to fucking
yeah.
talk to
yeah.
you.
But the best thing you can do, I mean, it is such a good flex. If they send you hate, I love to send them back a voice message. They never think. Imagine sending someone a horrible message and then seeing a voice message.
Yeah, we do that sometimes.
I'm always like, hey, the thing is, actually, yes, I was drunk and I probably shouldn't have recorded myself. But we all make mistakes, girly. Like they literally buckle under that.
I just like airing it out because I'm not great at like. I'll say something I don't mean if I'm texting or voice messages. Like, I've been sending voice messages and my friends are like pulling my phone away when I'm like, you fuck. And they're like, don't send that. You could get cancelled again. And so, yeah, I think just air it out. Just being like, if you've written something, I'll put that out there. Yeah. Hello, this person's saying that.
So you've much a bigger following than me. So I don't know how I'd react to it. So like, it's something that like I can't.
To be honest, and it also gets you followers. People love seeing hate randomly.
Oh fuck!
It's okay, so there you go. Share it up there.
Fuck everyone who's ever said anything bad about me. If you want an argument, slide to DMs.
Yeah, I'm ready for you. But so when you had us on the podcast,
yes,
we were speaking a little bit about dating apps.
Oh, yes.
And you said that, like, our tips...
Because we audited your Hinge.
Yes, you, you did. You audited my Hinge. You're like PwC if they don't Hinge.
Yeah. Now, are you still on Hinge?
I still on Hinge, yeah.
Only Hinge or...
Every now and again...
Like OnlyFans. Only Hinge.
Every now and again, I go on to Tinder, but I just don't... I don't know why. I think I find it awkward to start a conversation on Tinder when you've just matched someone.
Okay.
Whereas at least with Hinge, there are little prompts.
There's a process.
And like, it's when the prompts, sometimes I find them easy to make like a funny or a, like funny remark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of get a conversation going. Whereas unless they have a funny bio in Tinder, I find it very... Yeah.
The bio is not really a thing on Tinder anymore.
Some people, I read a bio yesterday and I thought they were fucking writing the next Lord of the Rings script.
What did it say?
Extrovert. Living out there. Looking for someone to travel with, but also staying with. Fucking... No, this was only a sample of what it was. And
oh,
I was like,
gosh.
Jesus Christ.
So we, in case... in case any girls haven't listened, go listen to Podge's podcast. We do have a gas all the time on that. But we audited his Hinge because he was like, look, it's not popping off for me. And I was like, pull up the profile.
Hand it over to the
We changed. I do believe that your first picture then was you and your friends. And we were like, girl. And you had a lovely indie pic number two.
Yeah, you don't confuse bitches with the two. You know, bitches don't have time when they're swiping.
We changed your bio and you said it's been popping off.
It has been popping off.
Unreal.
Now, the issue here is I fucking should have brought my phone. So I've just moved into a new house. If you want the address, slide into the video.
That is only Hinge.
He has a very creaky bed.
That's my only Hinge, sliding into the DMs. But we don't have internet yet. So Ryan...
There's a lot of other things you can do without the internet, man.
So I need entertainment. No.
Like reading books.
So yeah.
We're here with you. Do you need any tips?
I think like my Hinge has, in fairness, has been... And one person actually said, they mentioned G.
Oh
yeah.
What did they say?
They said your Hinge is much better since the podcast with the gals.
That's a sexy little message.
I was like, that was good. That was a good slide in.
That was because that's a conversation starter.
It was a conversation starter.
And did you start the conversation?
Did you pick up?
We haven't talked in a while.
Okay.
I think it was just one of those conversations that, like, do you know when you're on Hinge or Tinder and you've just started a conversation, you know it's not really... So to an extent, you ghost them, but not in a rude way. It's the only way to end a conversation that without being like, listen, it's not working out. Yeah. And like, we're four fucking messages in. What's...
Totally. We don't need to break up.
Yeah. And that's the only time I think like I've ever ghosted anyone is like on the dating app, or it's just what you do if it's not...
Well, let's define ghosting.
Yeah, because me and Lindsay have this conversation quite a lot because we're like, sometimes, unfortunately, the best... like route to go down is ghosting. Like, even if you have gone on like a date or two, like not like full on, because like, some people use the word ghosting as in like they just told me they don't want to see me anymore after two dates or something like that. Because the most annoying thing I think about dating is in the early stages is like, say you've been on like three dates with someone and like it's going fine, but you're kind of like, okay, three, like it's not really popping off.
You're not,
you know, that way. We're like,
I'm
not gonna
sparks.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not really here for the long term, or even maybe for the short term.
I think
I'm not here for
three.
Any fucking
but
term.
It's
to be honest.
But it's annoying that then, you know, the way sometimes you're like put in this position where you have to like break up with someone you're not even going out with, and then it's like we've met three times and I have to have like the conversation with you, and it's just it makes it like this bigger deal. But then, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I was kind of in that situation a little while ago.
You were.
I think it's a nice way to do it, like, because, like, just before lockdown, there was a girl who I went on one date with, and then I had mentioned about the second date, and then obviously lockdown happened, and we were still talking, and then when lockdown restrictions eased, I was like, oh, so what's, you know, the story with second date? And she just sent me a message being like, listen, to be honest, I don't know if I want a second date. I think you're really sound and we get on, but I just don't know if I want to date you. And that was all she said, and, like, we still chat, and, like, it wasn't, you know, I consider ghosting to just not be heard anymore. But the thing is, I think she might have known how I was going to respond to it. Because I think you need to be aware of how you think the person will respond to it.
Okay, yeah.
And that's where the difference lies. So I was like, perfect. Thanks a million for being honest with me.
She knew you could handle the heat.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, I was going to be like, you know, crying or like outside her window. Be like, why? What's wrong? Okay. I drove you to McDonald's for a fucking McFlurry.
Does that mean nothing to you?
That McFlurry mean
the
nothing.
Smarties McFlurries not mean anything.
Like, they are really good, actually. I had one the other week. Yeah, fucking really underrated. But see, I'm a transparent dater. I like being honest as well.
Yeah.
And but it is very awkward at times, you know, when you're like, I had some entanglements, shall we call them? And then I was like, oh, okay. Sometimes, but I think by date three, or sometimes you can think you're like on a date and it's fun, but then it's all about the reflection and how you feel afterwards, and you can kind of like think about certain things that you maybe didn't have in common, or like lulls in the conversation and be like, okay, I don't know if this is like worth my time or theirs. But I would always kind of, I wish that like it was just more common to give like dating reviews.
Like, yeah, like constructive criticism after a date, where they're like, oh, to be honest, I didn't like it that you brought up that you were on a date last week with another man.
Yeah, like something like, or when you said, like, just so that's what I do. I'm like,
you should get like, you should like, so Hinge should have like a, if you're going on a date, you should let them know, and then you can review them.
Like, I am open with
like, like Depop.
Can you? I don't go on Depop.
Oh my god,
I tried.
Yeah, I know. I told you about it.
I look through it, but like I haven't actually bought anything through Depop yet, so I don't.
You have to report in.
You can have a little review. That was a great idea.
No, but is that not kind of like also opening yourself up to, like, because there's so many people that you probably were grand on dates with that would like go in and give you a terrible review. Yeah. It reminds me of like, do you remember, I don't think you've watched it, but in Black Mirror, that episode.
The episode where,
There's an episode of Black Mirror where like people are getting like, it's like basically this premise that like you exist in a world and like every action you have like brings your rating down, and the low, so it's like, it's a kind of a bit dystopian to be like on it. No, I'm not saying that's going to be the world. I'm just saying it would be, imagine you like went on a few dates, it brought your rating down to one, and then you couldn't get any more fucking dates because guys are swiping for you, being like, no, but she's one star.
The rating doesn't have to be shown. It doesn't have to be a public rating.
Oh, but, so it's
and
like
even
a private,
if it was,
like,
it could be like, you know, because every rating that you give, so it's like Depop, if you give someone a bad review, they're probably going to give you one too. So like,
But then there that brings in dishonesty, because if you want a good review, you're just going to give a good review.
But I mean, like being not as harsh. I think it should be a private thing.
I think it being on a platform, though, is just like encouraging people to be continue to be so socially awkward. I think it's like, that's the problem with a lot of dating, is like, whereas dating platforms have definitely helped people meet, I think it's also brought in like a real level of kind of social kind of
anxiety.
Yeah. And like, they're not able to have, like, it's like the... It's insane to think that we could consider like preferring to have an app review you on your date rather than being able to like bring yourself to have those real conversations in real life, or on a text, you know, the way, one to one. Having it through a medium of a platform is just this weird kind of like transactional kind of...
I think it's to encourage the whole idea of that, because ghosting is obviously such a huge thing that's happening right now. So men or women aren't like...
But like, ghosting's life as well. You know, like sometimes I think people have to be able to like... People get so up in arms about ghosting, and it is hurtful when it happens to you. But you also like... I mean, you can get ghosted from like job interviews, and you have to be able to process that and be like, okay, I might not get the answer, you know, that way. Like, we're not all entitled to an answer all of the time. And sometimes people ghost you for good reason, as in like, you might not be the priority in their life, and something could have popped off in their private life, and it's not all, you know, that way.
But so I do think it would be helpful just in general. Like, this is what I've been doing in my dating life.
Well, I think it's
being
a good thing to encourage.
Bitch, you know?
Well, I think it's a good thing to encourage in real life, as in like when you're talking to the people on dates, with to be transparent and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, I didn't ever say it. Like, it happened with two guys where I kind of had to message them and just be like,
yeah, which is a good thing to do.
Not the same time.
No, different weekends.
Okay. I was like, Jesus.
No, it was it was space in between these guys, and I was just like, because I think when I was like a couple of years ago, I was more like wanting a boyfriend or something. Yeah. So when I was dating, I was like, perfect. He wants to go out on a second date. Great.
Yeah.
But now I'm being more picky, because like I do that, and then I'd start dating them for a month, and then be like, oh my God, I don't like this bastard at all. So I'm really trying to like see if I like them. And I was giving like these reviews on these guys, and one of them took it well, and the other just kept on asking more and more and more. Like,
so
but
obviously
why?
He thought he...
I don't think I'm like that at all. Really? I'm surprised. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. We just didn't... get on with that. Well, we have a lot of different things in common.
And like, and you're proving my point by not listening to me.
Yeah.
See, I'm too, like, I'm overly polite. Like, I'm just in life.
You're a very accommodating person, I can tell.
Yeah, but I do like being honest as well. Like, I think the most recent example I have when it comes to a girl, which, like, it's not even a proper example, but like, it's showing Tinder, you could change your passport. During at the start of lockdown, people could change your passport on Tinder, so you could be anywhere in the world.
Is that not if you pay for Tinder?
No, but at the start of lockdown,
they made that.
Really?
Yeah, for everyone, because everyone was like stuck at home. So I matched.
To make it more interesting.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, you could go explore the world, because realistically, like, I'm from Clara in the middle of Offaly, so you can.
They were like, guys, we're letting you explore the world.
I mean, like, I ran out of Tinder in like a day and a half, so they kind of had to give me something, or else I was going to start changing to men as well, and just like whatever comes up. So this girl I matched with. And then she ended up being from Germany. So I think she changed, because I changed my location to Dublin. Because I knew I was going to move back to Dublin. And she was in Dublin too. And then we started talking. And then I found out she was from Germany. But we ended up FaceTiming. And I thought, that's like, you know, nice, you know, international, meeting someone new during quarantine.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, it's just like, she just continuously wanted to talk. And then like, would give out to me if I wasn't available to talk. Because I'd set a time. I was like, oh yeah, we'll call tomorrow at like 9. And the next night I'd have to like cancel because I'd be doing something. Or, yeah. And then she was like, but you said, and then I remember being like, I was like, listen, I am not in a relationship. We just met. But I was honest. I was like, I'm not going to just ghost you. But at the same time, please, like, leave me alone.
But like, in my, and fair play to you for saying that to her.
For asserting a boundary.
100%. But in my, like, that to me is like, that's behavior that deserves a ghosting. Because I'm like, you're breaking a boundary with me by like blowing up my damn phone, which is not something that I've never entered into this verbal agreement to you that I'm like available at your every whim. Especially when it's like, she's living in Germany. You do not know her. You're probably not going to meet her. Maybe you might run into her at some point, but it's also like, what do you owe these people? You know, that way, like, when someone starts to do that shit, I'm like the blowing up of the phone, that wrecks my head. When people like are just like are really wanting you to be like in contact with them every second of the day, you know, that way, or like giving out to you when you're like not replying, I'm like, oh fuck off.
Well, it's just aggro before you've met the fecker,
especially
but, like,
if you don't know them that well.
Did you go on many FaceTime dates, or was that your only one?
No, I went on one. I was on another one. I was like meant to be on a show. It was like blind dates, but quarantine.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and the date, like, the girl we met, we had mutual friends, and we got on really, really well, and we had loads in common. But the two of us are really... So I'm a really bad texter. So that's one of the reasons why, like, the girl from Germany was kind of like... Because I'm really bad at texting people, and I'm really bad at texting on my phone. So then...
Like, do you leave them on read?
No, I'd never leave them on people read. I'd be busy. I'd be like, I need to get back to that, so I won't open it.
Oh.
And then I just forget to get back to it.
Okay.
Or I'm just really slow. Like, I'd put my phone down for like 4 hours and I'd do something else in the house. Yeah,
that's allowed though.
Yeah, yeah. So then this girl is just as bad as me.
Okay.
So
we never popped off.
Like, we reply, but it'd be so like, you know, few and
yeah.
I'd be like, fuck. And then like we'd chat and we'd get chatting. It was like, so she's really nice, but it's like, I think we were both like, if we ever see each other in person 100% or if we're back in Dublin.
Yeah.
But for now, there's no point in even just like trying to text.
Because that's the weird thing about like dating in this day and age. You also do have to, because I have been on dates with guys and like we get on really well, but we obviously just don't kind of keep up the texting. So then it's just lost.
Yeah.
And it's not a ghosting situation. It's just that we don't converse textually in that way.
Because it's like a Goldilocks kind of combination what you need. Because you don't want someone who, like, if you're like a good texter, if you also have good texture, you can kind of be almost indulging too much in it. And you're just like texting. And then like a big mistake that Lindsay and I always like have noticed some girls make is like you're falling in love via text. And then there's no like, when are we meeting though? Or like talking too much. A big mistake as well, like, is, you know, apart from COVID, obviously this has fucked it all up. But like texting too much before your first date, because then it's like, what are we going to talk about on the first date?
Yeah.
Like, we have to review all the information we've already disclosed.
Talk about it again, but just in person.
Yeah. But that's weird. Because it's also like the first time you meet someone, you're still going to be, you know, even if you've, you know, spilled all this tea to each other via text, it's still weird when you actually have someone in front of you. You're like, oh, how's your trauma now?
Yeah. I'm really not a texter. I don't like
not much of a texter. Yeah.
I just don't. It's so all consuming to be on your phone. Like,
and you need, that's what I mean by that Goldilocks. You need someone who's like the same as you, but maybe encourages you a little bit more if you're not a great texter, but also not someone who's going to be too demanding of your time and all that kind of stuff.
I don't need a like, you know, let's text every day and keep up with our lives.
And you feel bad when they send you like a paragraph.
I hate a paragraph.
And like, no, you're sending back a smaller paragraph because you don't want this much of a conversation.
Yeah.
But you're kind of like, oh, now she's putting so much effort and I'm after just like, you know, saying that, but at the same time I don't want to put the whole paragraph in.
I'm not a paragraph texter, no way. I'm like a snappy, like, but I like an organizational text, like what are we doing? Let's do it then. Okay, great. Like, just a simple conversation. I don't need I don't care about how your work went today.
Yeah, I don't like when they start doing the whole like, so how was your day? I'd prefer to just, send me some funny memes, have an open kind of dialogue with no expectation of when I have to reply, that kind of stuff. Like sending stuff, oh, I thought you'd find that funny. Not like, how was your day at work? I'm like, the last thing I want to talk about is my fake ass job. Because anything I say is like, they're like, oh, was it hard? I'm like, Jesus, I know. Two podcasts today we recorded.
We sat down, we had wine for one of them. It was fucking...
Because I had to text... Yesterday I was texting a dude and he was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I just started work. He was like, what are you working at today? I was like, I'm tie-dyeing t-shirts.
How did that turn out, actually?
Oh, my God.
Did you put up the end result or did I miss it?
They're going.
They're drying.
They're up on sale now by the time this podcast comes out. So pop off.
They look lit.
They look fucking so good.
Do you want one? We can try and tie-dye you. It's so fun.
I have a tie-dye jumper at home. I love tie-dye. I think it's so fun.
Oh, it's so cool.
Tried to do it with my niece. Not for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't do it.
It is very messy.
Well, we got a like cool kit thing. So it actually made it like...
Was it like Amazon job?
Yeah, I'll send you the link. I'll send you the link. I could see you getting crafty with a podge. I really could.
If we can do it. You can do it.
Truly.
You're more artsy than me. Way more.
Well,
than
I was
me,
in
I
the
say.
Best art college in Dublin.
For how long?
2 years on and off until I dropped out. Because I was pregnant. My best creation is my son.
You said your best creation was your son, but you also have a daughter.
I know, but like she wasn't made in art college.
Oh, sorry.
Rilo was,
conceived whilst in art college. They're both my best creations.
Yeah. Okay. So back on dating apps, we have a question for you.
Yes.
So Lindsay and I always talk about so one of our live shows, we had this like skit in our live shows are like stand-up comedy where we were like acting out kind of stereotypical Irish men on Tinder. Mm-hmm. Like all the little kind of, so there's always like a guy who is like the traveler.
Yeah.
And he's like picture of him and a tiger, or
he'll have like his bio will consist of all the wild countries he's been to. Yeah. Like a tick, check,
and
check,
for
Argentina,
reason,
check.
And a pin. Where he is now.
And in the middle, there's a fucking, do you know the leaf in blowing me?
Oh, yeah.
For some, which is not even a country.
He's a wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. He's just wandering.
Yeah,
you know,
and he loves
free spirit.
Drugged up elephants and tigers.
He's done the full moon party 6 times. Better every time.
A leather bag with eyes.
It just becomes fuller. Yeah. It's closer every time, he's convinced.
And he always travels alone as well, which you're like, dear God, you got up to some dark things on
dark
that trip.
Dark ass shit.
Well, I do not trust people who travel on their own.
It's not that I don't trust. No, I do trust it, but like, I don't know, a 21-year-old man in Bangkok for a year, no.
Really?
It just screams. It screams dark to me.
I was going
to
be in Bangkok, but it was at work. It was, no, it was at
okay,
work, so that's
work,
different.
Podge,
I would move with work. Yeah, no, sorry. Sorry,
we're not Bangkok shaming you.
No, I also, pop off queen.
Look, I'm just not, it's not about the travel for me. It's about the basic bitchiness of like getting a photo with a tiger. Like, that's so
weird. Well, do you know
weird.
What it is? Do you know what it is? Yeah. Those people, the travel people on Tinder and who put it all over the social media, they act as if they're the first person to fucking do it. It's like, they think that it's really, really groundbreaking that they went to Thailand and they went to a fucking elephant sanctuary. It's like, you and everyone else. Like, why are you documenting it? We've all done it. Well, I haven't, but like, for good reason. I boycotted it.
I would never hang around with a drugged up tiger.
Some of the photos, though, like, there's some photos like you'd see, not the like elephant and the tiger ones, but I'm talking about like people's travel photos and they're like, it's like an incredible side profile, or it's a really good looking photo of them.
Yeah.
So you understand why they put it in, because like, I look hot in
if
this.
If the hot trumps the travel, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That's completely fine. Of course. Yeah.
And then there's also like the sport guy. And we were always saying that like his Tinder picture is always him mid rugby ball catch.
Or GA, one hand in the air.
And his muscle is just like really,
and it has like
coming through
with the fucking watermark across.
I was just here to say the watermark down the bottom of
sportsfile.com.
That is cool. I like
that's
that.
A flex.
Do you?
That is, yeah, I like that.
I think you fucking just pay for the photo if you want to fucking use it for Tinder.
No, but I think it's like, wow, other people are putting up photos of him. Well, he must be good at the old ga.
People back in the day used to love a good Getty images, like if they were ever a little kind of or like any watermarks used to be a major flex on Facebook.
I think
Facebook.
They're so cool.
Let's bring them back. So what
different to them? I wouldn't like,
for a man they're cool because like you don't want your man to be like getting professional photos. You want him to be like, I'll Google myself. No, dear, I am. I'll pop that up on Tinder.
True. But I wouldn't want him at like a socialite vibe. Like I wouldn't want a red carpet.
Oh
pick,
God, no.
So we always talk about all these things that like men do on things that turn us off. what are some like things that women do online? Because this is where the girls, this is why we get fellas on the podcast, you being number two on the podcast, because we need an insight.
Okay, that's a really good question. From my personal experience, one thing, but I think this is like universal for male and female.
Okay.
I don't understand why some people's Tinder photos are four fucking photos of them in groups. Why?
The stress.
What is the purpose of that? Or something, and like, I think I did it as well, and someone pointed out to me, I think this is also universal, for your first photo, as you said, it's not great to have a photo with you and friends, but if it is you and a friend, you should
have a
friend.
For your first one, for your first photo.
Yes, but if it is a couple photo, maybe you look incredible in it, but if the other person beside you is better looking, that's
it's
no.
A sad but true.
Yeah, yeah. Unless like,
it's a humbling fact. Moment when the disappointment hits. They're like, "You're the blonde, right?" I'm like,
"Oh, no. Do people do that?" No, I wouldn't ask. I'd be too afraid to ask someone, "Are you the blonde?" In case they're
not
the blonde.
I'm sure you could tell the disappointment. You know that way. I mean, we've all been there, though. You're like, number. You're like, "Oh, photo number one. Okay, which one is he? I hope he's the 6'4" beautiful man." Then you're like, swipe number two. Oh, another group. And it also just shows that they're not very confident in their own. You know, because like you can look like anything, but if you just present yourself confidently, that's the thing. You know what I mean? It's like the hiding behind your friends. It's like trying to dilute your appearance. It's like, oh, now I'm going to be viewing you under not only comparatively to all your friends, but under like more of a microscope. I'm like, why don't they have pictures by themselves?
I think they're trying to be like, look at me. I'm popular. I'm a nice
friends.
And I do like that. I'm like, I like to see that they're like maybe arm around the friends, like how close are we talking here,
you know? I think it's nice to have a social photo.
You do need one.
That's one thing I don't like is
just
like,
selfies.
It's just selfies or something that grinds my gears. I don't know why it does. And I think that's just a personal preference, but a lot of people on Tinder and Hinge I see would have like a photo of them in like green dress in a mirror, and the very next photo is the exact same dress, the exact same mirror, with their left leg slightly 90 degrees. And like, that's like, I've literally just seen you there. I don't.
Why are you wasting like valuable real estate on Tinder with this same ass picture?
I think like I'm not a big.
You are a fashionable guy though. A lot of men I feel like would totally not even notice that.
They'd be like, "What? Yeah. Oh." Okay,
but it had not, because the exact same setting. Like it's fine if it's the same dress. Like that's
it was just basically
fine.
The same selfie time.
The exact same selfie, but just
like option number two.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's like on like Instagram when you do a carousel. You're like, I couldn't choose between the two, so it's just the one slightly
that
different.
That was it. Yeah, I love people. I love, just from a personal preference, I love more than just selfies. Or like, it's great. Like, fair enough, confidently show off your body, because of course, like you're like, if you've a nice body flaunted.
Do you want this?
But I'd also much. I prefer. Like fun photos, like of them having a laugh, because then I know that if we go out, I'm assuming you don't have a crack.
And I think, you know, if you're showing photos of you, like candid photos, it's less likely that you're going to turn up and you're going to look completely different, because like people have such control over their own image now. And like, my boyfriend's a photographer, and he was saying this to me, that it happens to him so often that he'll be like shooting someone and it'll be like their first professional photo shoot, and they hate the photos because like they're so used to being able to control like their angles and all the editing and exact, they're like, those are shit photos. And he's like, thank you,
that's how you look though.
But like, you know what I mean, it's so like, especially on Tinder or any dating app, it's like you've got such control over how you look. And like, I've seen some like screen grabs of like some Tinders, and I'm like, you are not turning up to the date looking like that. The amount of just face tune.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is there a lot of that, like filters?
Yes. I've never understood why you put up a photo on your Tinder Hinge and you have the dog filter from Snapchat. because I'm not expected to meet you with a fucking tongue and nose and two floppy ears.
Isn't
I don't
sad?
Understand what.
And it like shortens their face as well.
Yeah, it kind of brings
and
their
it takes their
in.
Nose away. Yeah, I think a lot of women are insecure with their nose and their kind of smile lines
smile
here.
Lines.
So I think
it's like I wouldn't be thinking that. I'm kind of like, not. You don't look like this.
Yeah, you're like, imagine she turned up woof woof furry.
Yeah, but that it is like it makes you look very insecure.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I kind of my first picture is grand. It's like full body shot. I actually don't have my dating apps anymore. I delete them.
Oh.
Bye. Bye dating
you
apps.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
I hear wedding
Shane's
bells
crying.
On the horizon.
No, Shane did not write. He did not write.
I'm waiting. I'm still waiting.
I forgive
she
you.
She just deleted it.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do now? Slide in the DMs on Instagram.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, no, I just... Well, I was like, I only had it for lockdown. That was like my idea.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, there's no chance I can go out and meet people, so I'll just use it for them. But then I don't like texting, so I don't like swiping. It takes up a lot of time being like active on those apps and stuff.
We call it, this is funny, so this is like a term me and like all the lads from Sligo, we call barking. So like barking is when like you're at home. It's kind of like banter. You can also bark at lads as well, like if you're getting like choppy or if you're kind of like getting like, you know.
Okay, explain it. But still
but that's, and that's exactly what the lads do. You go rrr, rrr, rrr. But it's, you know, it's like when like you're on Tinder or even like Instagram, like, you know, people replying to your story or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of flanter, you know.
Flirty banter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of that's
my brain did that too. I was like, flirty banter.
That's the only way I can kind of describe it. And like, it's hard to do it without, but like, you can also do it to lads as well. It's just when you're like being choppier at someone, or you might make like, you know, cute remarks or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's a more organic way to talk to someone, because definitely on dating apps, you've swiped. So you've said, like,
I
like
fancy you.
Like, but then it feels so like you're starting a conversation instead of just being like, and I do find from my experience of like actually meeting up with people, the conversations that were more random at the start actually progress better in real life.
Yeah.
Whereas the ones where you're like, hey, how are you?
So tell me, what are you into?
Yeah.
What I'm are like, your hobbies? I'm like,
tie dyeing.
Yeah. Tie dyeing and podcasting.
Yeah. With Podge.
With Podge only. Podcasting.
And have you been on any post-COVID dates yet?
No. So I am, like, I'm not a big dater. I haven't. Like,
you're not a big dater.
No, I think Pippa confirmed the last day that I'm not the best with girls.
I find that mad.
Yeah, but like I've had like two long relationships as well.
Okay. What's your longest?
Well, one of them was secondary school. So like, so when you go after,
it still counts.
It still counts. But like when you go after secondary school, like the next relationship, you realise that it's way more deeper, because there's no barriers between parents calling people's houses.
Totally.
It's about you can do whatever you want. You have such freedom and
you're an adult.
Yeah, the longest was two years, and then like a year kind of
okay.
The kind of
fizzling out
kind of vibe.
Okay,
yeah.
That's a long-term relationship.
It is. And
I think I'd like dates. I've dated lined up for Saturday.
Oh,
yeah, sorry.
Okay. Oh my God, can we like coach you through your first date? Like,
we should get one of these like earphones. I put it in.
Oh my God. Imagine how
and
iconic.
You can, like, up the roof. Up
how
the roof.
Iconic if we did it, if we got that TV show, we're like getting Podge out, we're your dating experts.
We're
oh
like,
my God, I can see it. The amount of shows that we fucking think of on this podcast
that
RT no one...
never pick up, and that's why they are themselves into the ground.
Just thought of a name, Dates with Mates. And then the mates are.
Oh,
post the pattern that this is
okay, literally. Yeah, well, it's out there now.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been talking to this girl?
About
talk us through.
A week and a half, maybe.
Okay. That's nice. I like a short scale.
On and off as well. It's like we have, again, it's like maybe one or two messages each night.
Perfect.
And then, we know of people mutually.
Oh, that's great.
So, that's how the conversation started going. Uh-huh. So, there's no like, there was like, so what are you studying in college? But like, for the most part, it was just kind of generic, or not generic,
just
natural conversation.
Like about your mutual friends and stuff.
Yeah, just about like the area and like Dublin and moving back up. But stuff that kind of just came through as opposed to set questions.
Yeah. So,
exciting.
I know. So, it's Saturday night.
It's Saturday evening. We have a time.
So what do you know? So you asked her, right? Or she asked you?
I said, so if you're around, let's. I don't know why I get so red here.
I
get so
blushing.
Red. I was like, so if you're around, do you want to go for a drink?
Okay. Yeah. And now, so I feel like it's you asked, so it's up to you to choose the place.
Yes.
So this is the thing. She didn't like. I don't want food, and she doesn't want food because we both find it really awkward sitting across from people.
And I'm in that situation. I hate like you don't want to meet up with someone that you've and like consuming food and like ordering
a
your
first
food.
First date, yeah. It's especially for like a first date when it's like we're just gonna go for like, you know, it's nice to have like we could just go for a quick drink, and then if it's great, we can continue the date.
It's a lot to be eating.
So I think we were saying, if there's somewhere we can get drink takeaway, we're going to. And if not, she suggested we can just get cans. If it's a nice day, sit in the canal and just like talk.
Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
I was like, that is a great, because if it then if it is well, if it goes well,
you can progress somewhere else.
Or then we can go on another date and then actually go for food. Exactly. And it kind of breaks that ice.
I had a date like that a while ago, and it is genius. And because it's a kind of a difficult thing to suggest, because obviously before all the pubs were back open, it was like, you know, we were all drinking outside again. But now that the pubs are open, but it's like the food thing. But you want to be like, are you cool with drinking in a field?
Yeah. And that's a real turn on for me. If a man is like, do you want to just sit down and drink on a canal? I'm like, thank you. You don't have this snobbery about you. It's like,
I know.
And it's like a nice, light date. It's not like, the formalities of like restaurants and stuff can be quite intimidating on a first date too.
Especially with like booking and like who walks in for
and
like,
they don't take bookings for two half the time. Very anti-single.
I went to one first, because I've only met up with one other person who I've never actually met in real life before. Okay. That was the girl who post-COVID was like, there's not going to be a second date.
Yeah. Okay.
But everyone else I've always gone on a date with, I've actually met or known of.
Okay.
So this is your first like blind date in the sense that you've never met.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But one of the dates that I went on before in college, we'd met a few times, we got with each other once or twice, but this is our first date. And we went to the Guinness Storehouse, which was really fun because
it was just,
and then after the Guinness Storehouse, we went and got food. And then the food, for that hour period, it was kind of awkward because we were sitting right across from each other, whereas in the Guinness Storehouse you're walking side by side, you're kind of chatting away,
you're entertained looking,
would you do the storehouse for your first date on Saturday?
I would not repeat a date. It's
a good date though.
No. I just personally, I'm not a date repeater. I feel like I'm cheating.
So
on
you'll never do the same thing twice ever?
Not in saying that, but like I
not
think
for a first date,
I don't want to be known as someone who like, oh, like what if Podge got known as the guy who takes these girls to the Guinness store?
I work for Jameson, so that's even where I get fired as well.
You don't need that to get out.
Take you to the Jameson Brewery.
No, I just think, you know, I had a friend who like would always take her first dates to this thing, and then I think it's just like can muddy your brain a bit because you're then going to be comparing it to the person that you were with prior. Like I think obviously you can go to restaurants that you went with other people and stuff,
but when it's somewhere like the fucking Guinness Store or something, it's a pretty generic place.
It's a random date though. Like
it's a good date because it's very interactive. There's a lot to do. You're kind of looking around, there's drinking involved, there could be food options, you know, the way.
And I
only say it now is because apparently it's great because it's very empty at the moment because they can only let in a very low amount of people.
Okay.
Because that's the whole thing. It's usually so packed, so that would be chaotic.
Let's talk date ideas. I have this date idea and I've never done it yet. I'm really need this date to happen because I think it's the best idea ever.
Give me a date.
On about this date.
Wax museum with cans. Like, what? That's amazing.
Have you been to the Wax Museum in Dublin? Is it good?
No, but that's the point. It's awful. They look like melted candles. It's so bad. And it's like, it's obviously all the shit from like Madame Tussauds from the 80s that got shipped over here. Like it's Boy George from the 80s.
It's terrible. Like, and they're all just in like one big room.
I'm too afraid to go in there.
It's mostly poets like Jack B. Yeats, and you press a button and it's like Jack B. Yeats and like Seamus Heaney and all. It's just Eamon Dunphy. I don't know if his is still there, but
Eamon
like
Dunphy.
Eamon Dunphy was there a while ago and it was like the worst thing I've ever seen. It was like a melted battle.
That would
candle.
Give me fucking nightmares. I would wake
it
up
was
to
awful.
Eamon Dunphy.
Imagine the unveiling of that. Like it was, he looked so much worse as a wax character.
And they also had the McGregor one is terrible as well. There's McGregor one in there. He looks insane. He's wearing like a suit.
So if that's just the case, you'd have to get drunk before going in. And
yeah, because you're not
going to
get cans in.
That's a good
I've done it before.
No, but now with COVID. No way.
I think it's a really
good. You probably could with White Claw or with the little Gordon's Pink Gin because they're quite conspicuous.
True. But I think it'd be so much funnier if you went in like
drunk already.
Yeah, but pretty like don't have to be like really, really drunk. But just
blackout drunk.
How was the date? What date? I woke up beside Boy George's wax figure.
I got banned from the wax museum.
But like, you had a few drinks before going in, and like, you just find everything so much funnier.
Yeah, that's true.
I just like the thought of, you know, stuff around you, like the Guinness Storehouse, where there's like, you're talking about, you know, the wax figures.
Well, there's always something to talk about. If there's a lull in the conversation, you could be lolling at how bad Rihanna looks in that as that wax picture. You know what I mean? Like, there's something to do because I think that's key in a day because it is awkward. If you don't know the person, you've never spoken before, if it is just like we are literally meeting for the first time, it can be a bit intimidating to be like, okay, and it's so exhausting to keep talking that much, even as a fucking podcaster.
I know. And like, I like as well with places in Dublin that like you wouldn't ever bump into someone in the wax museum.
Yeah, because that's my biggest hatred, you know, when someone said, my ex-boyfriend for our first date, he's like, let's go to Pygmalion. I was like, Oh my God. Like the last thing I want to do on my fucking, now this is years ago, so, you know, but Pig Williams was still popping.
Pig was big.
And it was, and it was, get her in the wax museum as a poet.
Yeah. I'd love that. If we were in the wax museum.
Oh no.
The first podcasters to ever be in the wax museum.
Listen, I'm insecure enough as it is. I don't need a fucking wax museum to tell me how much worse it is.
I mean, I would love to have seen Eamon Dumsey's reaction. Like, and here we have spent years. It was like, it was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
So you're thinking, okay, drinks by the canal. That's a nice day. I like that day.
I like activities. And like, I think especially if you don't know the person, I think the drink, not always necessity, but like it's nice.
No, I 100% would never go on a first date without a drink.
Would you not?
Absolutely not. I'd be disgusted if somebody even asked me. Like, if a guy asked me on a first date for coffee, I'd be like, no, absolutely not.
Coffees?
I have a friend who's like, I think it's since he moved back to Dublin. He's like, dates fat out. And like, I'm talking day dates, night dates, mid-evening dates.
Oh my
like,
God.
Like going for a coffee and something and then like meeting back and then, not 3 days a day, but like, he's just dating. And like, it doesn't matter what time of day.
He's the Samantha Jones of Dublin.
Yeah, Samantha, he doesn't care. He'll bring you on a date any time of day.
And that's amazing. I just
day dates for me. They're just not. Do you know what it is? It's like, if we're going to be dating, like I need, if we're not, like I need some sexual tension in the air and like a sexy aura. Mm. There's nothing sexy about Metro Cafe at 2 p.m.
There's nothing sexy about coffee.
No.
It's hard to kiss after coffee, like coffee breath. No.
Only if I'm waking up in your apartment the next day, babes, and you're making me a cup. That's the only sexy thing about coffee.
Yeah, but that's post-shag, you know?
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Mm. It's the only context.
Or pre-shag, depending on what time you get up at. Do you know, you could.
Pardon?
Yeah. Or pre-shag, too.
No, I'm not a coffee. It's just like, cafes aren't sexy. Like, you're around people with laptops.
And it's like a hectic, and also like caffeine. No, like alcohol relaxes me. We're like, caffeine. Yeah. I'll be like, so yeah, anyway, we've been in the business there for 2 years. I had one fucking coffee there. I can't fucking shut up.
I feel like I'm on an interview if I'm meeting someone.
I'm just very I don't even get jittery off coffee, but if I've met someone for the first time drinking a coffee, I'm talking some bullshit.
I let him know.
Well, is he like doing well on these dates? Like,
realistically, most of the dates are actually like nighttime things, like alcohol. Yeah. Which is like once or twice, but I just think it's funny.
I think sometimes if you're like, I'm not sure on this person,
yeah,
so I'll meet up with them for the day, for a little day moment, because I'm like, I don't want to meet up with them.
I would do like a 4 to 5 p.m. because then if it's going well, you can continue it into the night. But like, it's annoying because the thing is, right, say you meet someone for like coffee at 2 p.m. You go for coffee, you're having a great time. It's a bit random to be like, do you want to hang out for the rest of the day and then go for a drink at 6? Like,
and
it's
sleepover.
And sleepover, and I'll see you tomorrow for brunch. Like, you know, you want the option for it to continue into the evening.
Yeah.
And I can understand not wanting, like, you know, because it is a lot as well to commit a whole night to someone. You know the way? Because it's annoying when you have a bad day as well, when you're like, let's go for drinks, and your mates are going out, and then you're stuck in some fucking pub with some boring bastard talking the ear off you, and you're like, I want to leave and see my friends, you know?
So, and leaving dates is hard. So let's brainstorm some fun date
ideas. That second date, the girl from the Guinness Storehouse. So unfortunately, I think it was just like, we both left college and stuff, so I kind of fizzled out. But the second date was actually another good one. We went to All Bar None.
What's that?
So it's a place, I don't know if it's still open, but like, you'd bring your own alcohol and they'd make cocktails from the alcohol you bought.
Oh,
we done that. Cool. And we got like I think it was a 7 cl. of vodka. But no, the truth, that's not, you know, because you have to bring some.
I would
drink.
Be lit if I drank like that's a shoulder.
No, we didn't drink at all.
Oh, okay.
Because they only made like two cocktails each.
A shoulder for two people.
No, that's not 70 that. cl is a shoulder each.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Jenny, we've definitely done that only a couple weekends ago.
I have not. A shoulder? I haven't drank a shoulder in fucking years. I cannot with liquor. We had two margaritas and we were feeding each other cake.
No, that was more than two.
We had two. I swear.
I definitely didn't.
I do every 10 minutes. But we went, and then like, we decided to, a few of my friends were in like, I think like Flannery or something like that. It was college. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, we'll just go meet them. And I was like, oh, but like, are you sure? Like, because I felt I didn't want to bring her. She goes, no, it'll be good crack. And I was like, okay, that'd be great. And then just for a laugh. But on the way, we then, because they give you back the rest of the alcohol, we said, we'll just like go down like a park or something and just drink this, the two of us.
What, like straight?
No, we brought mixer.
Oh, okay.
But like, it was like, I felt like I was like, you know, 15 with my bottle in my brown bag. But it was just really fun, you know.
Yeah. And organic.
We didn't drink at all, but we were just chatting away and it was good crack. And then we met our friends, and then like, we had a good laugh with them.
Was this the
away.
Girl who you had mutual friends you kind of knew, or were you introducing her?
No, this is the girl who, Guinness Storehouse girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm always down with that. My mom always, she raised like us all being like, group date, group date. And it's so like, I really enjoy doing that because it's very intense to just be one-on-one with someone, and then you're thinking, like, I don't think it's a massive deal to kind of, like, be around their friends. It's nice to see people and how they, like, mix with their friends and things.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, do you want to come? And they're like, whoa, relax there. Meeting your friends, am I? I'm like,
I wouldn't like it for, like,
met loads.
I wouldn't
get
like it for a first date, though. Unless
first date, I don't know.
Unless it's like hours into the first date and it's going great.
Yeah,
it's like, listen, my friends are down the road. Do you want to come?
Because, like, yeah, because I think the thing on the first date is like, I could imagine, like, you know, even if a guy's like, first of all, I don't like it because it can be a bit of a lazy way out. If they're like, do you want to come to a party? I'm like, that's not a first date. That's just me tagging along as your date to a plan that you also want to go to. Like, it's like not exactly, because, you know, in a first date, you kind of do want to feel like at least that the person's putting a segment of time across.
I don't know. I've done that with dudes.
It just depends on the person. I wouldn't like that. I would not like to go to someone else's friends because I'd just be like, oh, I'm also getting to know all your friends and I'm trying to get a gauge on you, but we're probably just talking to your mates. I'm not really getting to know you you know, so I'm
100%.
like I wouldn't mind like going for a drink beforehand
and then
the party.
No, that's
fine.
What I mean, that's what we're saying, like if you have like a little bit of alone time and then you're like buzzing and you're getting on and then you're like, let's
go to a party.
Yeah
because there's only so much shite
progressing
talk
on is fine, but I wouldn't like,
you know, meet me at a party.
Yeah that's what I'm saying, like,
I actually lied to you.
I met
just on second consideration, I actually went on another date with one person I'd never met before, and then I had a panic attack in the McDonald's bathroom on the way to meet her.
Oh my god, Paul.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's not funny.
It is now. Like it went well, and then unfortunately, like COVID and all this, so it kind of like fizzled out. But went to the Market Bar for food, and again, it was another food thing. Because like,
good place though, like a small
bar.
Little food.
But both of us were kind of like, at the end of it, we probably shouldn't have got the food because neither of us really wanted to eat, because you don't want to like munch food in front of someone you just met for the first time. And then when we got drinks, we had such good cracks. So we're like, we should have probably just done this.
Mm.
But it was really good.
The
Market
Bar is a good place though, because you can just, it's just tapas, so it's like small plates.
Yeah.
You know the way, it can be like food, you can get olives.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Are you a weird food person? I'm a weird food person. I don't like eating, like I have weird things with eating around people.
I
like,
don't know if I'm a weird food. I don't know if I'm very incredibly self-conscious, just like in general. So like,
okay.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to eat because I'd be too nervous, even though they mightn't care. But just that's a me problem.
I'm really squirmish about like other people eating. So if someone doesn't eat like really neatly, I won't be able to look and I will gag.
Oh god,
it's awkward.
Yeah.
I need and then like certain food choices, like I have a thing with chicken wings. I really hate seeing people eat chicken wings.
See, I love chicken wings, but I'd never get them on a first date, I think, or like on a date.
Unless
it's a girlfriend of long term. Yeah, grand. I, like, you know,
or even
so,
like,
I think
suck
even
off
like
a chicken bone really just triggered me.
I think like a month in you can do chicken wings or so, but like I hate it. Yeah, like a burger I would never on a first date. I'm like, I'm eating with my hands on a first
pasta's
date.
Pasta's a safe bet for a first date, I think.
Pasta's sexy, yeah.
Pasta is sexy. Italian food is sexy.
Pizza, always a safe bet for a first date, I think.
Yeah, it's not messy at all.
I wouldn't be fucking with a pizza on a first date.
No.
Really?
I don't want to be eating with my hands on a first date, really getting fucking...
I find it kind of sexy.
Pizza, well, do you know what? Pizza, I do not
Burger
feel...
King.
I will just not feel sexy.
Yes.
When I see the food, I need to see how I feel after it. And I'm like, pizza, number one thing of me feeling rotten.
If it's a sourdough moment, I can fucks with that. I wouldn't be like heading to Domino's, but...
No.
I'm not a big pizza person though, Jeff.
What else? What's the best first date you've been on?
Haven't been on many, to be honest. Lindsay's probably a better person to ask.
I went, the one that I was on a couple of weeks ago, it was really fun. It was definitely my best post-COVID first date.
Where did you go? What did
we
you do?
We went to, similar to your one on Saturday, so we didn't want to eat. He didn't suggest eating. He said, like, do you want to go for drinks in Marion Square Gardens? And I never really go there. It's so nice. And on the green, they have like spray painted little hearts for the social distancing.
Oh, that's cute.
So I was like, oh my God, hearts for my date. So, yeah, we were sat in the hearts. Did you just fake bomb?
I just fake bombed that.
Hearts for my date. Oh my God. Oh, I hope he doesn't listen. I was like, ew, hearts, gross. But so I was at my little thing, and it was nice because like people were away from you.
Yeah,
you know?
Yes, you're not.
And we just had wine, and then we kind of got really fucking pissed. And then we went for food, but I was like drunk, so I didn't care. I was like, no, I hate pork. I never fucking eat pork.
Yeah.
And then we just were kind of on the same buzz. And it was just really fun. It was just like that kind of organic, like we didn't plan to go places, but it was nice to be able to like loosen up with some drinks before having to go into Dublin when it's kind of awkward with like not knowing if you can get seated and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And
have you been recognized on like a dish? Like that's because you've big like platforms and you're known. So that's what I like. If people come up to you and be like.
That happened a while ago, I think 3 dates ago. I was sat beside, like wherever we were sat, there were like all these girls behind, and I was, they were like, And then they came up and said hi, and it was great. But then, like, I did kiss this guy on the date, and they all cheered. It was like the most cringe thing.
That's from their perspective, that's actually kind of funny, yeah. To be like, yeah, but I can completely get the embarrassment.
Mean, you're like, I'm trying to be normal. I'm kind of it girl, have a night off.
I know. And then, like, when they got more drunk, another one was kind of like, go on, Lindsay, a good thing. And I was like, oh my God, I feel
what about
like
you,
a fella.
What's been your best first date?
My best first date. I think the Guinness Store House was a pretty good, just because the activity. Any other dates I've gone on have been with, like, you know, a long-time girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which I love, but, like, there's such a completely different dynamic.
Yeah. Well, it's just so different because you're not getting to know someone.
Yeah,
it's
like... and you know them so well already. And that's, so I think for, like, as regards first date, that's probably the more, because I love activities and it was in the city as well. And it was just something, as opposed to, like, collecting someone in the car and going for a drive. Because when you're not driving, you can drink as well.
True. So that's kind of country dating, like being in the car a lot.
Kind of, yeah. Like, as I said, I went for McFlurries with one person.
That's
which,
cute.
Which was, it wasn't a date. It was like we met up to kind of test the waters and we got on well.
Mm-hmm.
Not well enough for the chief fucking messenger.
So your date's coming up. If we could be your dating, like,
coaches.
You know, coaches right now, is there any advice you need before this date?
Because we don't want you to have any more panic attacks.
No.
Yeah. No,
We're prepping you for the date.
That was the first time to ever have a panic attack.
Oh, it's horrible.
Didn't know
so
what
you're
to
a
do.
Bit nervous about dating, I'm imagining.
Or is it a bit of social anxiety, maybe?
It's a mix of both, but definitely dating is a, I don't know why, I just, it's just kind of, because I'm really good at meeting people. Like, I'm really good at, like,
so
groups, and I'm good at, like, when I go to parties, I really thrive off meeting people. But I think when it's, I don't know, when it's just specifically for, like, a date or, like.
Is it because, like, you feel like the microscope is on you, kind of?
Yeah.
Because then when you go into a party, you're just like, woo, being social, we're all having fun.
Yeah.
But then when it's a date, it's like, you're judging me, I'm judging you.
I think that kind of,
well, it's like an interview, whether the person wants to kiss you and be on top of you. It's so, like, that's intense.
Here is my self-worth, please.
Do you like me?
Or don't. So Annie, what would you like some tips on, Pod?
So set the scene. Yep. Wherever we're meeting up, I'm going to suggest the barge as probably the meeting point.
Yes. Okay. Just great. I was actually going to say barge. Yeah. Brilliant.
First thing.
Everyone knows where it
off
is.
To a good start.
We meet up. We can't get takeaway points, we'll say. So
okay.
I'm considering suggesting we just go get takeaway cans.
Yes.
Well, no, if I were you, I would ask her what she likes to drink.
Okay. Yeah.
Give her maybe three options.
Fuck, my fuck, start taking this down.
Yeah, no, okay, fuck. Get out the piano,
well,
Louis.
He's saying he wants, the first option would be to go to the pub. So what I would do is I'd scope out first whether takeaway pints is happening. So, you know, control your environment. So there's none of this like, oh shit, we can't get it because that's...
See, I would skip all of that and just bring some in your bag. Skip all of that.
Bring some in your bag. Bollocks.
Yeah, like pre-bring the drinks.
Oh, so find out what she likes and then bring drinks for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Because then it, like, stops the whole awkwardness, because you're just going to meet her and you're going to go up to one of these, like, bars that are doing takeaway pints, and you have to, like, have the awkwardness over, like, what do you want? Oh, will we get two? Will we get one? Who's that's, paying?
Yeah.
And then that's what breeds the kind of social insecure awkwardness. Like, I hate that stuff as well.
I'm definitely, like, I'm paying just solely because I suggested, that's how I see it. I see if I've suggested the date, then I pay for it. And then after that, it's fine.
Yeah, it's like fair game.
Yeah, but I think if you're the one, like, if she asked me to go for cans, I wouldn't expect her to pay. But if she said it, I'd be like, yeah, fair. That's like my mentality. But I probably still would offer to pay.
I would agree.
Just
that's
I'm sure
good,
she would do
rule,
the same to me.
It's a rule of thumb, I think. If someone is if you invite, ask a girl on a date, I think the rule is, like, you have to, unless she's giving you options, like, you should be the one to be like, we're going to do this. What would you like to do this? Or we're going to do this, blah, blah. Like, I like men. It's nice when men, like, actually arrange the date. Women do really appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. Especially if they've asked, if they've put it out.
Because a lot of guys, a big mistake that men are making in the 21st fucking century is that they are like, do you want to go on a date this weekend? You're like, yeah. And they're like, cool, let me know if you're around. It's like, I am around. I've told you I want to go on the date.
I only said that to a guy, and I test guys. I'm like, if you want to take me out, you fucking plan the date and I'll be there.
Okay.
Just make a date and I'll be there. But I'm not going to be, like, planning with you. Like, this is not a joint experience. If you ask me out, choose the goddamn restaurant. I want to know that you know your way about places, that you can book a fucking restaurant.
I think my next step has to be getting her actual phone number, because I'm not messaging through Hinge for the rest of the...
Yeah, well, just do it casually. Just be like, here, for Saturday, do you want to give... Like, just be casual about it. But I would definitely say, are you a tote bag or a backpack kind of guy?
Backpack, probably.
Yeah, so just bring a backpack. Drinks in your backpack. Who cares?
I need a tote bag as well.
Nice touch, a little blanket to sit on.
Bought one recently.
Oh,
in IKEA 2 days ago.
Fantastic.
There you go.
There you go. It's all working out.
So there you go. So that's great.
Now, I will say Merrion Square is better because there were no guards. Canal is obviously known as a place for drinking. Okay, so like you are subjected to
maybe... But they kind of tolerate it as well though. Mm. It is a tolerated area for drinking.
Especially if there's just two of you.
Yeah.
One thing, this is for further down the line, not for, let me just reiterate, not for Saturday. I'm not, but just, so the new house I moved into.
Yeah.
it's a single bed.
For Saturday, no shame.
Okay. I don't think it is, because the issue is the bed is like, I woke myself up in my sleep because the bed is so creaky.
Okay.
The landlords have bought probably the cheapest bed frame that they could from IKEA. And like when I woke myself up in my sleep, and I'm not a light sleeper. So I was like, what just happened?
Okay. And then, so we've got an engineering issue.
So that, and like I know the housemates, and like we're all similar age and we're all good crack, and like, you know, they wouldn't care. But I just feel performance would drop miserably if I knew that they could hear.
Oh yeah, I totally get that.
And I'm not gonna be like, here, we'll just throw the fucking mattress on the floor. Because that's like a weird thing to say.
I mean, maybe. Who cares?
I think it would be weird if you're like, yeah, this is my room, I'm gonna fuck the mattress on the floor.
I mean, but that's like living with other people, you know? Like, I don't know. It's kind of about, I think if you're going in to this date with thinking that already as an issue, just don't.
No, because I don't think
it's gonna be a...
Yeah, I don't think, and I don't think I'm right to assume that either. Like, great if it does, but I think I need to go into the date thinking.
But you're definitely thinking ahead of yourself there, Pod.
No,
in all ways.
Not for the date. I'm talking about just
in
for
general.
Future.
You're just talking about dating.
Next time I'm at a house party and I get with someone and I'm just talking about like, what, like, would girls care if I was like, so listen, the bed is so creaky.
No, wouldn't care.
Oh, okay.
That's not a deal.
That's just life. It's like, you're not saying like, listen, I don't want to ride you on my bed because you're you and you're dirty and you're filthy.
My bed.
Get on the floor.
Bend over, bitch. No, you're just like, look, my fucking bed is a joke. Like, if you make a joke of it, then like someone's going to...
If you're just honest with it, like, I mean, dating and sex and all that stuff is like awkward. There's awkward conversations. Like,
I'm awkward enough as it is.
It's just, there's, and they never show that like on television or it's never spoken about, but there's so many weird, awkward moments in sex. Like, I think every time I've had sex, the guy is like, where will I come? Where will I come? I'm like, tits. And they're like, is face okay? Is face okay? I'm like, okay, face. Or like, just not inside. Oh, no, you're not on the pill. Like, I'm like, oh, for God's sake, just call them. Sort it out myself. Like, that's awkward.
Yeah. It's awkward dance, you know? And it's just, I think the importance is being able to see the hilariousness in it and laughing at it, because there's nothing worse than someone who's awkward, but then they're awkward because of the awkwardness. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, it's just, it's awkward in general. We're naked and we're jamming our genitals into each other. Like, that's fucking, like, look up awkward in the dictionary.
Like, we barely know each other.
I know. But yeah.
But I know you've got a birthmark on your ball. You baggy boy.
Oh my god, I was talking about clothing.
Oh my god.
I know, but just the word baggy is so good.
I never knew baggy was like a ball sack baggy.
I just made it that, hon.
Okay.
Keep up.
I'm trying.
Yeah, so that would be, for dating in general, I would say that's it. I think that puts men above each other. Like, if there is a guy who's literally able to be like, right, I've got the table booked, it's all sorted, that will really go a long way in your dating career, because a lot of guys are not doing that right now.
Okay.
It's the
initiative, because it just shows initiative.
Okay.
No, it's not that like girls like need to be like wind and dined, and like, I hate those bitches as well who are like, I have to be brought out for a full sit down meal for my first. It's like, oh, fuck off.
No, none of that.
No, it's just the initiative of being like, how about this, and then the girl goes, yeah, great.
That's actually just on the point earlier on about like what I don't look for, or like what I look for when I'm on Hinge or Tinder or something. Something that I always, and again, it's just personal preference, but when some people's photos, they're so glammed up in every single one, I'm kind of like, I think personally you might be a bit too bougie for me. Like, I'm not
behind maintenance.
Yeah.
And it's not like in a bad way high maintenance, it's just that like I'm not the kind of guy who wears
Alexander like McQueen.
Or do you know what I mean? So I feel like we wouldn't. Even though I'm making a judgment based on the appearance. But I think that's what
you do though. But I mean,
we can't like that's what dating apps are. We are making snap judgments at someone's appearance. And you do that every single day in your real life anyway. You know, if you're in a bar, you're making snap judgments on like someone's appearance. And there is like certain cues you can take by someone's like dress sense and all that kind of stuff. You
there
can
is.
See like,
I know if I'm going to get on with vibe.
Like, I know that we would probably vibe over some music. Yes. Podge.
Grime,
yeah.
I did not see you were a grime head. I'm loving that plot
twist. I'm not like I don't have a specific, like, I have a lot of different music taste. I wouldn't be like a specific, no, do you know what I mean? But I do like rhyme.
Yeah.
But we are, we also have a very eclectic taste and an eclectic style. But like, I would know that I wouldn't.
So who
really...
am I, wait, who am I going on a date with first?
Let's oh, no, like... the two of us.
Oh, yeah. Great, fantastic. Yeah,
together.
Have you actually ever gone on a double date? Because me and my friend Ryan are thinking of going on a double date.
Have we?
Yeah, we were on one the last weekend.
Oh God, yeah. God, yeah, I forgot. Was that a, yeah, last yeah. weekend. We were, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, double dates are fun.
It was not really a double date plan, though, is what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Here's a really good double date for you.
But it was a double date.
Or a really good date, actually. And I'm not, I know, like, I'm not actually on the job. But, so in the Jameson Distillery.
Okay.
Okay.
There's a thing called Shakers Club. So it's like you pay, I think it's like €40. I don't quote me on the prices.
Around.
But you go in and the guy there, Kieran, he's one of the guys who works in Bow Street and he's hilarious. But they teach you how to make 3 cocktails.
Oh, that's fun.
From
oh,
scratch.
Yeah.
And like, so they make you a punch at the start and then for the next like 30 minutes, you make cocktails and Kieran's teaching you. But like you've all the bits and then like...
That's so fun.
So then you've 3 drinks by the time you're finished and it's actually really,
oh,
really good.
And then you get to drink the drinks.
And oh yeah, you get to drink the drinks
that's
there.
Fab.
And then you leave and then I think you get another drink down. You can get another drink down in like the bar and then like off you go on whatever. So that's a really good opener if you were going for food. You could go there first, 3 drinks in.
Wow, I'd be lit after 3 cocktails.
I like that you are an activity dater.
Yeah.
Because it just takes so much of the pressure away when you have like a little thing to be doing, you know?
See, with ADHD, my mind's always going. So like,
do you have ADHD?
Yeah.
Oh.
So if I'm sitting there, like I talk really fast and then I get really jittery and get nervous and then I like second guess myself and like my train of thought goes everywhere. So when I'm on an activity, I'm much more calm.
Yeah, because you can be paying attention to all the stuff that's going
that's
on.
That's it.
And then for Saturday, make this little picnic be your activity. Bring your little blanket, your little drinks, you know?
Oh yeah.
I would say at the barge, I would say
these are good tips.
Sit a little bit, you know, the way like everyone sits mainly outside the barge pub. I would go slightly down the canal because it's very annoying when you're on a public date outside and like, you know, the way it can get very sashy there. People are like jumping over you and they're like, are you going out? Like it can just be crazy. Yeah. So I would like, you know, be able to see the madness because people watching is great in a first date. That can be kind of the activity. Like, look at all these crazy people drinking. But I would just be like a good 10 meters away from them. Slightly quieter spot, but where you can still be
enjoy
engaged.
Enjoy the kind of atmosphere.
Enjoy the atmosphere, but don't be in the middle of it because it's really annoying when people start jumping over. There's some guy jumping in the canal. You're like, oh, she's getting wet, like in not the good way.
Not the wet ass pussy way. But I find,
wet
do
ass
you find
picnic.
It's
it's wet ass what?
Wet ass picnic blanket.
Oh, it's a new blanket. Okay, I don't want blanket destroyed in the first stage.
Even well, if it was by a wet pussy.
Probably get better than bed anyways.
That blanket might be getting sprawled out in the floor.
At least the blanket doesn't fucking creak.
True.
So you have a choice. You have the blanket on the floor or the creaky bed.
Choose one.
It's like choose your fighter from like a video game.
Oh my goodness. So tell me, okay, this is what I struggle with in dating. You know when you're on a date and like kind of second drink and you're kind of like, I'm not into this. Oh my God. How do you get out?
So thankfully, I haven't been in a situation like that. As I said, I've only ever gone on a date with 2 people who I don't know. And one of them was just McFerries and back. So the only ever actual alcohol-induced date, who actually went quite well and got on really well and she was really funny. Take me back. And...
Just
who
unfortunately,
is this girl?
She broke my heart.
That's it. We were chatting recently as well.
That was the girl who
Guinness Storehouse.
Said no.
No, Guinness Storehouse was Guinness Storehouse. I knew her beforehand.
Oh, sorry.
So this is the girl who like COVID kind of hit. Yeah. So we kind of
And then she was like, "You're more of a friend vibe."
No, that's McFerry's girl.
Oh, that was McFlurry.
That's McFlurry girl. Yeah.
Oh, do you think it was McFlurry or?
No. I think we are. We're kind of different.
Oh, okay.
As regards like taste.
Okay.
So yeah. I've lost my train of thought. Yes, sorry. So I've only ever actually gone out with someone who I've never met for once.
Okay.
And that actually went really, really well.
Yeah.
So, but I think I would probably just go through the date and then afterwards.
I think you kind of have to, don't you?
But I feel like what I wouldn't do, so something like I do when I'm with people, if I don't like them or if I'm in a situation where I like, maybe there's like a group of friends and there's one person you really are not getting on with. Like, I'd still be as friendly with them as everyone else. Not like that I'd ever be rude, but you know what I mean? You'd still make the effort. Whereas I think if it's a date you don't want to falsify like the atmosphere with them.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying be like rude or cold, mm-hmm. but don't put on a shop front.
Yeah.
Because that's giving them false hope. Mm-hmm. And that's when after the day's over and you're like, listen, what's going great? She goes, what? Like, yeah. that was going amazing.
So, I think there's like probably a time cut off. Like you wouldn't want to be spending, like say you met up at 8 p.m. but the date's going bad. Don't be hanging out till midnight.
No.
Yeah.
You know, that way.
10 o'clock.
10, half 10.
Have the meal, have the drink. Yeah.
Call it and get the bill.
Yeah.
And then be like, okay, well, I'm off. Have a good time. You know, cordial night.
Yeah, still be courteous and nice.
Yeah, because that is the hard. That's the thing with dating. It's like
so hard
It's like teetering the line of like being polite, but without being like overly indulging in like if they're having a great time. That's the worst when you can tell they're having a great old time and you're like.
I know, because I was going through a phase of that where I was just like, oh God, no. And then I could tell that they were like, so do you want to go and do something else now? And you're like, God, why? Like it's strange.
And did you do it? Like, did you go?
Kind of, but it was like almost like a fight date, because like we had so little in common. It happened with two people.
I'd love if that was happening with someone, like with a girl, and then halfway through the date, we were both like, listen, sexually, there's like we're just arguing, but do you want to just like drink and just have a good laugh? I think that'd be fun.
But do you not think if you're having a good laugh at someone, that is like a big part of the sexual thing?
But then it could come back, because then like you could be like, you know, wow, I made a mistake at the start.
And, sorry for doubting you, mum.
Pull out the blanket.
Fight hard. Grab the other side of that mattress. Yeah.
Get that blanket down the ground.
I find that shocking, like, because my first couple of dates after lockdown and stuff, it was just like, okay, we literally, you know, where every topic you're bringing up or they're bringing up, you have total like different views and like just not even in a like chalk and cheese in it, just like what?
Yeah, not even in an interesting way. Just in a way where you're like, we're cut from different cloths.
Yeah, you're annoying. I can't believe you think that. I don't like being around that. And then when I was transparent afterwards, being like, look, I don't know if we have much in common. They were like, what? But then I was going on other dates and like getting on so well, and they were like, look, I don't know if we have much in common. I'm like, oh my God, this is fucking wild. Dating is wild in that sense.
Have you ever had like a like magical, like a movie almost date type thing?
Oh God, yeah, I guess so. I think my Jimmy was my Luna's dad.
Yeah.
And we had a wild date, but it was more looking back, I'm like, that was a massive red flag of a date.
Okay.
Like I went over to England and got completely pissed. We like ended up in a police car at one point. I missed my flight home.
What part of magical does this come into?
Oh my God, I'm fucked up with love.
But it's, magical. Like one of those, like, it was just so fun.
It was just more like chaos. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a story to tell.
I met, there was this one girl when I was in New York, and I'm actually really good friends with her, but we went drinking after work, and then we decided to go to Fibber McGee's, I think the name of it is.
Yeah,
iconic.
The coppers of New York. Yeah. And then we went there, and like it was shit because it was like coppers, but we were just running around having a laugh, and like we were for some reason pouring water over each other all night. And then we got
wet t-shirt competition.
And then we were just laughing, and then like we were kissing, and then we got kicked out, and then she put me into a taxi with her, and she brought me around to like the other part of the city where she grew up.
Oh.
And it was like 4 a.m. and then we were in the park just lying there on the swings.
Fun.
It was like a coming of age type thing. Yeah. And then we went to a Subway and I robbed a packet of crisps, and we thought we were
it's like Eternal Sunshine, The Spotless Mind or something.
Oh, have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, you have to see that movie. It's so
iconic,
good.
Amazing movie.
Who's in it?
Kate Winslet. Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet.
And John Breon does the soundtrack. The soundtrack is so beautiful.
It's amazing.
He produced Matt Miller's new
The
album.
Movie is all about like, it's kind of like, you know, alternative kind of futuristic thing where it's like if you could date someone, but then there was this like, she basically is dating Jim Carrey, and then because the breakup is so bad, she gets like her memory erased from him.
Oh.
And it's like this. So it's like the premise is that you can do this, like that you can delete a relationship
it's like
from your memory.
Black Mirror where the
yeah. Mm. And it's like, yeah, deleting a relationship from your memory, but then like he sees her and he doesn't get why she
because
doesn't
know then who he because she they'd broken up, so they both had like this bad, you know, negative thoughts about the relationship. But then as they go through the memories, you go through the relationship backwards where you see the bad stuff first.
Good.
And then the really, like when they were first falling in love and then they're trying to keep those memories. It's, I ball.
Such a good movie.
You'll ball.
Great movie. Okay.
I don't ball during films.
Do you not?
No.
Oh, I have go-tos.
Yeah, I ball at movies. I don't ball about my real life randomly.
I cried at Avengers, the second part. Endgame.
What happened?
Just it was sad. Like I'm a huge comic book nerd.
So oh really?
Like,
oh, okay.
That was like emotional for me.
Aww.
Well, look, we all have our vices.
I was 23. It's not something I'm going to be like, you know. So Spider-Man died, and I just bawled.
I mean, I think I have a good feeling about this Saturday date.
I've got a good feeling
like
too.
That mattress is going to be on the floor.
Last question before we end up. What would be biggest turnoffs? If say you're meeting up on a date, right? You've already screened the person, you're chatting online, you're getting on. Is there anything that could happen, like not physical, but like, you know, like behaviors or like kind of personality traits that you'd be like, ugh, red flag for you that would just be not good?
For me, off the top of my head, something that I know I've done and I know I would hate if this was done was talk far too much about my ex.
I've done that too.
Far too much.
You're so self-depreciating though.
What do you mean?
Like, you put yourself down first. We're asking you what bitches do.
But I don't have much experience as regards.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? But I think if it was...
That, I get that though. And it's, I think that's when you're dating and you're not maybe fully ready.
Yeah.
Do you know what? And some girls who I know do this, that they like... They devalue everything you say, or like the one up ish kind of.
Oh, one upmanship. And that's kind of
like, I'm trying to tell a story. I'm not asking for a competition here. Like, we're not fucking seeing who can run to the barrage faster and back.
Or I find girls can also think that, like, being like, obviously there's a bit of like, say, flanter, you know, you can be a little bit like, oh, shut the fuck up, you can be
but then you're like, oh.
But when it goes to the point where you're just being like,
blanket.
Yeah, get that blanket on the floor. But then it can get to a point where you're just being like bitchy. Like, I've seen it with girls, they can just end up being like a bitch the whole night. And they're like, I don't do that. It's like, catty, blah, 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 blah. It's like, chill out. It's obviously, it can be endearing for like a bit of like a push and pull moment of like, oh, fuck off you. But like, if literally your entire personality, where like, I think a lot of girls can sometimes also find that like being like difficult is like a good thing. I think I can be like, oh, I don't want to go there. moany. Or
the
like
princess mentality.
Princess kind of mentality of like, well, I don't go to that pub. I won't be sitting down these disgusting. And they can, I don't know, you know, that for me is something that I've noticed girls doing that I'm
or
like.
Or they're trying to be like, I'm so different. I'm not like your. Everyone has a bit of basicness in them. Everyone does. Everyone has something in them that
totally.
Does. But like when you're trying avidly to show off that you're not like that. It's like,
and that's notoriously like anti-women. That it's something that women do.
Yeah.
By saying like, I'm better than, you know, I'm not like the basic woman. I'm like more so, you know, and you don't hear men really say that.
Well, like I'd be like, I'm not sporty, but I wish I was. know, like I can't play football, but fuck, I wish I could do it.
I'd be like, I wish I was like more glam.
Yeah. Sorry, something. Do you think, because there was one girl recently, like when we were on a trip a while ago, we met this one girl and she kept making it known that she was small, like constantly saying she was small. And then I was just like, and I really got frustrated. I was like, being small is not a fucking personality trait. Yeah. Please stop.
It's the same with guys who are like, won't shut up about being 6'4" or something. It's like, I don't care. Like after, like the first time you meet someone tall, oh wow, you're so tall. After a while, that completely wears off.
Yeah.
You know that way?
I think women more, like you're tall, aren't you? How?
Six, even though my most recent Instagram, I look like 5 foot nothing. But... that was such a country,
not
5 foot, nothing. I'm 6 foot, just over 6 foot, I think.
Really? You seem taller, but like, what do you think about women who have in their bio, don't even bother unless you're 6'2"? Imagine like a man had, don't even bother unless you're over 12. You're over 12, not for me.
Only if you shop in the Topshop petite section.
Yeah.
Only, please. I'll be checking the tags.
I like to reply to them being like, it's usually like 6 foot, but like, I also just reply, I'm only 3 inches, just see what they say. I love a funny bio. Someone on Hinge today, their bio was, don't talk to me unless I've had my morning meth. And I just thought it was so random. Cause it's
so wild.
Yeah, it was just funny. But I just like, don't talk if you're 6'2". It's like, okay, I probably won't talk to you if I am 6'2".
It's instantly demanding and kind of like, I deserve it all. It's like,
yeah, it's instantly like, I'm better than you. Like, you should so wish you were tall enough
and
to talk to me.
And it's body shamey.
Yeah. Like, it's also like tallness, really. You're all the same height lying down.
It's just like,
it's always the shortest bitches who are like that as well. Because me and Lindsay are tall. We're like 5'8", 5'9". I've never cared what height a guy is. Like,
I actually find it quite intimidating if a man is like way taller than me.
Like really tall guy. Like, I mean, I'm talking like above 6'4". I'd be like, whoa.
Remember that ex I had who was so fucking tall, and I was like, you could beat me to a pulp.
I'm so, but like, you and I are probably so used to men being in and around the same height as us.
I like to
It's always girls who are like 5'3" who are like, I don't go near lad unless he's 6 foot tall. I'm like, What? So you're like level at literally easier blowjobs.
I don't know.
Is that what you want?
You freak.
I don't know if I have a... No, I definitely don't have a preference height-wise. I'm pretty... Like, I'm not picky at all when it comes to girls' looks. Like, I don't be picky, but I don't have like a preference, or I don't have like,
a type.
But personality, I think I would. The more I think about like the girls who I've been with and like gone out with, or like in love with, it very kind of similar personality.
What would that personality be? What would be some traits?
Liked me. No, I think like kind of quirky.
Okay.
Funnier than me is something that I've noticed in girls who I've been with.
Really?
Yeah. Like, well, I think funnier than me.
Like, you'd be cracking up with their jokes.
Oh yeah, like completely. But like, I'm still making them laugh. Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong. I get my.
I'm still fucking.
I get my punchline
on your lols. Yeah.
It's like a fucking joke for days.
There's only one podcaster in this fucking relationship.
Yeah. One comedian.
I think. I don't know. I think someone who as well is like not the biggest public space affection kind of person.
Okay, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, so you're not really into that?
Not on holidays or something. I am, because I think
not in my country.
I'm a different man in Spain.
Mallorca, it's different podge.
I'm Pablo.
I think I'd hold hands if I was on holidays, because I'm in a completely foreign country with this one person, and I think it's a special holiday with just the
everyone
two of us.
Everyone goes PDA on holiday. It's a known fact.
In our
Ireland
country,
is not a very PDA country. Like, I mean, if I'm walking past someone and they're kissing, I'm like, what are you at?
I know.
But like, maybe I'm saying this as well. I've never been with someone who hasn't been this mentality either. You know?
Oh, question for podge. Mm? Okay, what is your love language? Do you know?
Ooh.
We've spoken about this on the podcast a lot. So, the love language, there's like seven of them, is there? Or five?
I think there's...
So there's acts of
service. I can barely fucking speak English.
So it's kind of like how you respond to, like, how do you feel loved? Like, do you need like words of affirmation?
There's five. Okay, so I'll let you know what they are, okay? So words of affirmation. So that means that you would like people to be like, you're really great, blah, blah, blah. I love you. Like, saying I love you a lot, saying I like you a lot. Also, you would probably be like quite complimentary. You'd like to receive compliments. Acts of service. So it's like you would show love by like, you know, booking their taxi or...
Just acts of service.
What?
You said acts of service. I was like, the bed.
Yeah. If you don't ask her to help with the bed, you know?
Yeah, you're like, the mattress is always on the floor.
Yeah, like giving lifts and stuff like that.
Yeah, giving lifts, like helping them with stuff, you know, but you might not be like overly like, you know, the words of affirmation, you know, that way. It's kind of the opposite of the words of affirmation. Receiving gifts, which I think is the most fucked up one.
Yeah.
Like, my love language is getting gifts.
Getting shit from Brent Thomas.
You buying me shit. But it would also be giving gifts. So like a big, you know, like these
Those couples who are literally spent $3,000 on Christmas for each other.
No, sorry. He was good to me this year. Oh, yeah. It's just all
boy done good.
Yeah, that's the one.
Boy done good. The layout.
Quality time. So like liking having dates, and like you'd probably be a person who would be a big quality time person, wouldn't like if someone was like on a date, like on their phone, or like not like fully immersed in the date. And physical touch, that would not be you, obviously. Very PDA.
But when we're by ourselves, 100%. And I don't mean like, you know, like sexually. I mean like when we're by ourselves, I do like, you know,
very
like,
hard to have sex with no physical touch. Sex all over each other.
Just wear a mask.
But I mean like, you know, if you're by yourselves or you're watching a film or something.
Yeah,
like,
you want to be on the couch cozy.
Yeah,
but not like PDA, public.
No, I'd
be very similar.
I think I'd probably maybe be a mix of the first two.
Words of affirmation and acts of service.
Definitely. Acts of service is 100%. And then I'm just thinking of like my most previous relationship. I think words of affirmation, it wasn't. But then we broke up and then we got back together again. Mm-hmm. I think I personally was insecure in myself, which was stupid because it ruined a lot of it, which I know now in hindsight. But like, I think it was kind of like that. But if I had to choose one, it would definitely be acts of service. Like, I love helping someone out, giving them a lift somewhere, like if they need a hand with something, or if there's something I can do that makes whatever their situation they're in easier. I love doing that. That's
the best one in our opinion.
We said the most valuable form of love language is acts of service.
Should I say the most like genuine form?
It's
because
genuine,
it's not really reciprocal.
Yeah,
you know?
But I think it's nice to like, you know, give me a lift somewhere. Mm. You know, I think it's nice to be able to be there.
It's like being reliable for someone and helping them.
Yeah.
Is like a really nice
way. And wanting to ease their life a bit. Like the words of affirmation is good, but then you're obviously saying these things because you want them back, you know?
See, I think that's just like when as insecurity to an extent.
It can be.
For me,
it can be like a projection of your own insecurity. You're like, I love you, I love you, I love you. And it's just all you want is them to say it back to you or whatever, you know,
or
that
you
way.
Need. It can be like intimidating when you're in a situation with someone and like you've hung out with them for a while and you're like, are you definitely feeling the same way? I can get like that sometimes where I'm like, what are you feeling about us and this date? Yeah.
Words of affirmation definitely became more prominent towards maybe like the end of a relationship where like I thought it was on the brink of like ending.
It's almost like you're trying to save it.
Whereas like actually for majority of the relationship it's acts of service because that's what I like. It's much more you know, valuable. Valuable is that
well,
the word?
Yeah.
It's better.
Well,
it's genuine. It's a genuine way to show love.
Posh.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much. What a fabulous podcast.
I'm going to let you know how Saturday goes.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
we need to know how it goes. I mean, I love that you slid into our DMs being like, by the way, my hinge is popping off. I was like, yes.
I had to let you know.
King moves.
But they loved you. Like when I told you about this when we were doing our little live stream and they were like, how is Pod? Yeah. You are now officially a friend of the pod.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Friend of the pod status. Friend of the pod.
We love Pod.
I actually do feel honored.
We do love Pod. And we don't love many people.
I love you.
We're very, very cold-hearted hoes. But we do love
you. Sorry, this is pure words of affirmation. We should...
Yeah.
We love you.
I'll give you a lift back.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Pod, thank you so much for coming on the pod.
Thanks so much for having me on, guys.
Plug yourself, hon.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Thanks so much for the merch as well.
Oh, no problem.
You're welcome.
Pod Henry on Instagram. Twitter, TikTok.
And podcast.
And the podcast is my podcast. So that's like, if you want to listen to the podcast.
You've had loads of guests on there.
I have. But if you're going to listen to any podcast first, have to listen to yours first.
Ours is very funny. I actually really enjoyed listening to it.
Yeah. At the start of it, though, you could tell I was just like, a fuck.
Well, we came in. I was like, was I in a rollover? I can't remember. I was fucking
I think the two of us were being insane. But
it's good. It's good.
Podge, thank you so much for coming in.
It's been real.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Bye, girls.
Bye, girls.
Bye.
Is that how you end yours? Just bye, guys.
Yeah, we're just like, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.